right, we back. I had to go grab this water, baby, because can't be out here all parched and dried up trying to talk to the people, trying to talk to y'all. You know, hold on. Let me pop this top right quick. Let me get a sip. All right, I hope during that time frame. Oh, hold on. Cleansing breath. I literally ran to my car. All right. But I hope in that time frame that you were able to grab your coffee, tea, water, wine, whatever your beverage or choice is. Sis, I hope you grab that thing. And now all of us can have a seat on the couchy couch. Child, I'm still fluffy. Be trying to run. Oh, okay, y'all. I don't know about you, but getting the notification that your package has been delivered is like the best thing. I'm super excited because at the timing of the recording of this podcast, we are getting ready to celebrate a new year rolling in. And so I am in the traditional phase of cleaning everything. Cleaning and organizing, purging, all that stuff. And I realized in my new space, because I moved, in my new space, I needed another dresser. Like, I wanted a dresser to put in my closet and perusing the adult candy store, also known as Amazon. I found this really cute dresser that I have to assemble, of course, but I'm super excited about it because I also saw it on the TikTok shop. And I was like, I've ordered stuff from the TikTok shop before, and the TikTok shop, you know, they have some good stuff on the low, but it takes forever. It takes forever to get to you. So I was like, okay, this is on the TikTok shop. Let me see if I can find it on Amazon. And I found it. So what would have taken maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get to me, got to me in 2 days. Shout out Amazon Prime. But I am really deep in the trenches of cleaning and, you know, don't judge me, but I'm still unpacking. I thought that I had gotten rid of a lot of things. Clearly, I didn't get rid of enough stuff because I'm still like, girl, all these boxes. And I had to laugh at myself because the way I would unpack was totally chaotic. I would unpack something and then not like where I put it and then move it. So I was spending too much time on one area. So I said, you know what? We need to change this strategy. How about you just finish the room? Finish the room, move on to the next room, let that room sit for a little bit, see how you like it, and then go back. So that's what I started doing, and I've made some progress. So now I am, as we speak, I got laundry going because, you know, the superstition, the tradition, or whatever you want to call it, is to make sure you have all of your laundry done before the new year. So your house has to be clean and your laundry has to be done before the new year because you'll go into the new year with clutter and chaos, and that's how your life will be for that entire year. I don't necessarily subscribe to that because I know my God is in control, and even in the chaos, I still got peace. But I still like to have a clean house. I still like to have a clean house, and this time of year is like an excuse for me to go, you know, mad crazy with the cleaning. And now that I've gotten myself in the trenches, I kind of wish I had paid somebody to come in and do a deep clean because sis is tired, you know. And I used to feel bad about wanting to pay for services, especially services that I could do myself. But you know what? I thought about that thing. I've paid my dues. You know what I mean? Like, being a kid, you got to clean up. You got to do all this stuff. Being an adult, adulting is ghetto. Hello. But being an adult and you have to work, you have to have a life. If you're going to school, you got all that. Like, you got life responsibilities. And then you got to turn around and clean up after yourself. Why not have somebody come in once a month, once a week, whatever your budget can do? Why not have them come in and do that? So I've been looking at life totally different. You know, I'll do grocery pickup. So I'll either use, I'm not going to say, you know, a lot of the people because they're not paying me. But I'll use a grocery pickup service, or if I'm going into the office, which is a lot now, I will schedule a pickup for me to just order my stuff, swing by, pull my car into a certain spot, give them my number of the parking spot that I'm in, and have somebody bring it out to the car. you know. And that's saving time for me now is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. Like, I really don't want to be doing the mundane stuff. The mundane stuff that has to be done, if I can put it in my budget and have somebody else do it, let me change that. Because my financial planner advisor was like, stop saying budget because that's constricting for me. So if I can fit it in my spending analysis, then it's going in there because I can always shift my time to something else. Time is so valuable, y'all. It is something that we cannot get back. It's not recyclable. So use it wisely. Use it wisely. Use it to the fullest. I was talking to a friend of mine just before this podcast, and I was like asking him what his goals and aspirations and hopes are for 2024. And he said, you know what, T, I really just want to enjoy life. Like, I really just want to live life. And that, to me, spoke so much because without going into detail, knowing him for a while, for him to say that, I know it took a lot. And I know that that was a lot of growth. And so I could not help but smile and say, ooh, I'm so proud of you for saying that. And then, you know, we went into further detail about what that looked like. And of course, I had to, you know, deep dive within myself and ask myself, well, what does 2024 look like for you, T? Because I shared on the last episode and in a few stories on Instagram that I have not come up with any goals for 2024. And usually I am already like halfway through my goals because I usually start working on goals for the following year in August, September-ish. So by the fall, I already got a strategy for the following year, the upcoming year, because in my mind, I'm already in that year. And this year has been different. I don't know what shifted, but something shifted, something changed, and it feels weird. You know, it really feels strange that I have not, as of last podcast episode, I had not come up with any goals or dreams, hopes, aspirations, and things like that. But I've really thought about it. And I asked my friend, you know, like, hey, can we sit down together and just come up with some stuff? And he was like, cool. All right, cool. Read between the lines. So I've really been thinking about what do I want to see happen in 2024 for me. So I'm going to share those with you. And as always, this is an interactive podcast. If you are on my email list, you will get the email saying that this episode is live. Respond to that email, reply to that email, and let me know what your goals are for 2024, what your aspirations are. We don't do New Year's resolutions over here because, child, that's a cycle that needs to be broken, okay? When was the last time we ain't even gonna go there. But there's a podcast episode in here somewhere where it talks about why I hate New Year's resolution. So go check that out. But respond to the email. If you're not on my email list, go to Instagram or livingmyempoweredlife.com. Sign up for my email list. You will get a guide entitled Scriptures for Managing Grief. Those scriptures are scriptures that I personally use whenever I'm having a grief wave or, you know, moment. The guide shows you how to meditate on those scriptures and just sit and be in the presence of God to hear what he's saying, you know, sitting and allowing him to speak to your heart in that grief moment. So check it out. That will put you on the list. You will get a weekly message from me, and you'll also get the podcast episode straight to your inbox. So make sure you check that out. So para me in 2024, I think I've shared that I break up my goals into quadrants. So just like this podcast where we talk about faith, family, friends, fun, fitness, that's how I split up my life. So I'm just going to share a couple things that are on my goals list, my living lit list for 2024. So I'm carrying over a goal from 2023, which is learning how to swim. Yes, me at my big age did not know how to swim. Well, I take that back. I had some swimming skills. Like, I could really, really swim underwater. Like, for real. But the thing is, you know, I'm human. I gotta breathe, you know. So being able to swim underwater and just being in a space where I have to be somewhere where I can either grab a wall and pull myself up so I can breathe or stand up. Yeah, I wanted to not have to do that anymore. So I signed myself up for swim lessons in 2023. It was a 6-week class. And I was like, you know what? I still don't feel quite confident in the water. So let me sign up again. So 2024 is the continuation of the swim lessons. And I'm super proud of myself for doing this because I'm really doing things that bring me joy and things that I want to do to enhance my life. And I really don't give a flying fig. I almost said the other word. I really don't give a flying fig about what anybody thinks about it. Because it takes faith, it takes courage, it takes willpower to do things that ordinary people won't do. And learning a new skill as an adult is a different kind of vibe. I was very nervous my first swim lesson, not because I'm afraid of the water. No, I love the water, but because it was something new. And I think I've shared in the past that I am very hard on myself, so doing new things, if I don't get it right or near perfection the first time, it's like I back out. But I have been challenging myself to stick with it because nobody starts off as a professional. Nobody. You may be gifted in something, and even if something comes naturally to you, you still want to continue doing that thing to perfect it. And perfection, not meaning not making any error, but to perfection where it becomes maturity, where it becomes to a point where you're just sharpening your skill. You know what I mean? So me being new to swimming, I knew there was going to be a learning curve because actually I'm still trying to get the hang of the breathing technique, the breathing rhythm. So that's why I'm going back because I have not mastered it. And in this particular thing, if you don't master this thing, you know, you could drown. So I'm like, I got to stick with it. And I also enjoy it. And it's been an amazing workout, honey, because baby, when I tell you, doing those kicks and propelling yourself through the water, that is a workout. My Fitbit tells me so. So that's one fitness thing. That is on my goals list for 2024. Also on my goals list is a continuation of Fit, Fine, and Fabulous by 50, where my ultimate goal is to drop 100 pounds by the time I turn 50. This March, I will be 48. So we got 2 years and some change. But I'm in the gym faithfully. It's about to get real interesting because we got these new year, new me peeps coming. You know, no shade. Do what you need to do. But please stay out the way. And I never thought I'd be one to say that because I've been there. Like, I want to get in the gym. I want to work out. But that's when I was setting these New Year's resolutions, like, channel. But I'm in the gym pretty much every day. Sometimes Sundays is I'm not in the gym, but most of the time I am. Sundays is usually my rest day because your body needs to recover, but Fit, Fine, and Fabulous shall continue. And I'm really hoping that this will be the year where I really make some strides in the weight loss. I can see some differences in my body and in my endurance right now. So I know it's not going to take me a year, 2 years to drop 100 pounds. I already know this. I really feel like there's going to be a point before I hit 50 where it's just going to be maintaining what I've already worked for. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what my body is capable of doing. I'm excited about pushing myself into a different, you know, limit. I'm just looking forward to my overall health improving. So that's another fitness thing. Spiritual goals, those are a little... they kind of remain the same a little bit. I want to do more scripture journaling. And if you haven't heard about that, you know, maybe I'll do a lesson on that later on. But it's basically where you take a scripture, you write it out, because studies have shown when you write something that you're learning, it helps with memorization a lot better than just you writing it one time or you just reading it or whatever. So you're actually activating different parts of your brain, and it activates memory as well. So I want to do a lot more scripture journaling, just taking scriptures. I'm trying to decide how to do this. So right now what I do is I'll either take a sermon, like a sermon that I've heard from on Sunday, or from if my big sister preaches or something, I'll take the scriptures that they've, the pastors or whomever ministers, and I will write those scriptures down and just study from that, or just wait and see what God has to say about those scriptures. You know, if they're applicable, well, yeah, I know it's applicable, but how it impacts my life. So I think I'm going to do that a little bit more, maybe go deeper. One thing about how I study, I study, and my big sister and mentor taught me this, shout out Dr. Threet. When you study, it's great to look at the customs of the day and that day and time when the scripture was written, and also pull out a commentary, see what the commentary is about, pull out, I love dictionaries to, you know, find the definitions of the words. I have a Hebrew and Greek dictionary, so I can find the Hebrew word, find the Greek word. So it's a whole thing. When I get to studying, it's like, girl, you studying for a test. And I guess it is kind of a test, because this thing called life is a test. So just carving out time, more time to do that, to deep dive into the word of God, because I do really enjoy it. And I don't know about y'all, if you've never read the Old Testament, listen, the Old Testament to me is better than reality TV, because the stories, they be so good. They're just so good. And if you get the Message Bible, it will snatch your edges. Don't say I didn't warn you. But yeah, I really want to improve that a lot more on my prayer life. You know, you can always go deeper in prayer. I think I want to stretch out more and pray more for the world versus praying for my life, the life that of the people that are closest to me, like my circle. I do pray for people who follow me on social media or are in my community, things like that, meaning Living My Empowered Life community, the Power Squad. I do pray for y'all. But looking at the world as it is right now, you know, I really feel like I need to stretch out and pray for different regions of the world. And so I'm asking God to just direct me. Where do you want me to pray? Like, where do you, Father, want me to focus my prayer on? And I guess that's leveling up in intercessory prayer. So there's that. Is there another physical one? Oh, physical. I thought about this one, and I'm not sure. I have an asterisk by this. But one day I would love to run a 5K. I don't think that's going to be this year. But that is like in the back of my mind, like maybe doing a 5K and just see what that feels like. I would love to get back into running. I did run for a short season, and I loved it. But the thing is with running, I feel like for me, it's just a certain season that I really want to do it. Like, I don't like being too hot and I don't like being too cold. So maybe spring, fall will be the times that I would do it. But maybe a 5K may be on the horizon. Financially, of course, saving more. I've gotten a financial planner / advisor to help me manage the money that God has given. I want to save more, so maybe this year, and also travel more. So it's like, girl, you got to save, and you got to save for travel. So maybe setting aside a savings account, not maybe, we're going to set aside a savings account specifically for travel. My hope is to one day travel every quarter somewhere, and it doesn't have to be an international trip. But being able to get away for a long weekend or something like that, I actually want to go somewhere for my birthday, because I've never been someplace on my actual birthday, meaning I'll travel. So a lot of times I've traveled the week before my birthday or the week after my birthday, but I haven't celebrated my birthday in a different location. So I actually want to be somewhere on my birthday this year. And we're working on that. I'm actually waiting to hear back from my travel agent right now when she gets back from vacation. Hey, Robin. So I'm looking forward to that financially as well. Getting into some kind of investment opportunities. And when I say investment, I'm not talking about like property and things like that. Your girl ain't there yet. But looking at some kind of stocks, you know, some kind of trade, things like that. Maybe learning to trade. Again, that's an asterisk. That may be a now idea, a good idea, but not a God idea. You know what I mean? So just kind of learning about it, looking into it and see if it's something that's possible that we can do this year. If not, it'll definitely be on my list for next year. Also with financial, you know, I guess financial and personal stuff, I want to reclaim my time. You know, I was talking about that earlier at the top of the podcast about just finding out how to delegate stuff. You know, like if I can find a laundry service, baby, if I can find a laundry service, I don't have to do laundry no more. And have somebody come pick up my laundry, then fold it and do it. Because that's the thing. I hate folding clothes. I hate folding clothes and putting clothes away. Matter of fact, if I could get a personal assistant, ooh, that would be great. And it's not, it doesn't have to be somebody full time because your girl ain't there yet. We're not there yet. But just to have a personal assistant for like every other week or something like that, twice a month or something, once a month, something where they can come in and just put my clothes away. Oh, that would be lovely. That would be so great. Because I really hate folding clothes and putting things away. And this is running, there's a running joke. I love to travel, but I hate unpacking. I don't mind packing. I will pack till the cows come home. But that unpacking, there have been many a times, and if you follow me on Instagram, I have a poll that goes up every time I take a trip. How long will it take me to unpack my suitcase? And y'all, I kid you not. I kid you not. It usually takes me 7 to 10 business days to unpack, unless I'm going on another trip. Yeah, and I just hate unpacking because it's like, when you unpack, you gotta do all the stuff and the trip is over. So the fun is over and it's just like bummer. But if I could have somebody to come and unpack my suitcase and put away my folded clothes, my folded laundry, oh, that it sounds like heaven to me right now. So I might need to put that in my spending analysis. What y'all think? Y'all think that's a good idea? Honey, listen, if the Lord ever blesses me, not if. Let me sip my water on that. When the Lord blesses me to be a multimillionaire, let me tell you what I'm going to have. I'm going to have a chef because you're going to come in and you're going to cook for me. You're going to meal prep my meals. So all I got to do is just put it in the oven or put it in the microwave and click, hit a button, and there's my meal. I'm going to have a chef. I'm going to have a personal trainer. I'm going to have a housekeeper, house manager, you know, something like that. I'll have a personal assistant. I will have a daggone driver because you know who can't stand driving now? Me. Especially driving at night. Oh, my God. If I could float somewhere, if I could blink my eyes and be at the next location, I would do that. Because driving has gotten on my nerves so bad. The traffic, you know, people just act a fool on the roads now. And it's just like, I'm over it. So if I could have a driver and I could be sitting in the back seat reading a good book, love. I would love that for me. So those are some things that, you know, are going around in my little brain up here. As far as fun, you know, traveling more, and I need to come up with a plan of what that looks like because, again, I want to be wise with my money, but sometimes you can find a really, really, really good deal on travel, and I've actually thought about dipping my toe back into the travel business because, fun fact, I was a travel agent at one point, and I loved that. I loved planning group trips, and I love going on fam trips. And fam trips are where the travel agent gets to go and view a property or go on a cruise and just view whatever the travel vendor has. at a very discounted rate. Very. And it is a work trip, but you are getting a vacation in that work trip as well. So I'm really thinking about how I can incorporate travel back into my life. And as crazy as my life is, it may or may not happen. But again, that's an asterisk too. But I definitely want to travel more in 2024. And I guess that goal needs to be, another goal that needs to be added is me renewing my passport. Yeah. Your girl's passport has expired. It actually expired in 2020 when all the chaos happened. And I just hadn't gotten around to renewing it, but I got to do it now. I already missed out on a trip because my passport was expired and I did not, you know, the processing times was a little funny and I didn't want to run the risk of booking a trip and not being able to go because I did not have my passport. So let me get on that before my birthday this year. What'd I say? Faith, family, and friends. Family and friends. I definitely want to spend more time with my family and friends. I actually haven't seen my family in a long time. So family time is definitely needed. I miss my cousins. They're like, you know, my cousins are like my brothers and sisters. So I really definitely miss them. We need some quality family time. And, you know, my girlfriends, you know, we talk pretty much every other day, if not every day. There's always something popping in the group chat, but we're all in different states. So having that face-to-face time is definitely needed because I miss my girls. I know you have us are listening. I know you're listening. So we need to plan a trip. And what got me really riled up about getting the girls together and having a trip was when we went to Vegas to see my baby daddy, Usher Raymond IV. In Vegas, it was me and three of my girlfriends, and we had a ball, even if it was for just a hard 48 hours. It was like dip in and dip out, but we had a great time, and I'm like, I want to have at least a weekend with my girls, you know. So definitely making more time for friends and family. And I think that covers everything, you know, faith, family, fitness, fun, financial. Yeah, spiritual. Yeah. So those are some of my goals for 2024. And I hope that you take a moment to sit down and think about what you want 2024 to look like. And also, please make room for errors and monkey wrenches. Because, you know, life be life and but God be gotten. There's always something that's going to come around the corner that may possibly try to get you off track. And if you get off track, that's okay. Get back on the track. You know, you get knocked down. You know, we was wobble, but they don't fall down, baby. You know, we fall down, but we get up. Get on up. Get up. Get on up. Also, if you can't speak in song lyrics to me, can we really be friends? So anyway, y'all, I just wanted to share my heart. A couple things that I would love to see happen in 2024. I'm going to create a vision board with my friend and see where we go from there. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to living more life, living an empowered life because we deserve it. All right. So that's all I have for this week, y'all. Make sure you get on the email list so you can get the podcast in your inbox weekly. And when you get that email, just respond to the email. Let me know what your goals are for 2024. You know, we're interactive. So let me know. Hit me up. Make sure you're following me on all the socials. We're on Instagram, Facebook, at Living My Empowered Life, TikTok, at Living My Empowered Life. We were on X, but I ain't fooling with that man no more. Mm-mm. We're on YouTube at Living My Empowered Life. And I think that's it, y'all. You know, just so much stuff out here. But definitely subscribe to the email list because when I get tired of social media, I go to the list. All right, peeps, let us pray out. Father God, it's in the matchless name of Jesus that I thank you for allowing us to have this moment in time. I pray that you will bless the person who is listening to this episode. God, I thank you that you will give us the desires of our hearts. And I pray that our heart's desires match up with your perfect will. God, you said that we should plan. you know, but you will bring about the plan. So I pray that you will teach us how to partner with planning, partner with you in our planning so that we will have great success. Lord, I thank you for everything that you're done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you just being you, God. You're just so amazing. You're just so amazing. I pray, Father, that you would give courage and strength and wisdom to the person who may be setting goals for the first time. Let them know, Father, that with you there is success. You are with us, and we will not fail. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, peeps, until next time. Bye.